Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Revi'i in Parsha's Balak. Vayelech Bilam im Balak vayavo Kiryas Chutzos. And Bilam went with Balak and they came to Kiryat Chutzos. Rashi says it's called Kiryat Chutzos because there are a lot of men, women, and children outside in the open air market. In an attempt and a weird parallel to the Mishnah in Tainus, where we, during a tainus, will take the aron and the tzibur out to the street where people will daven, Kadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on the men, women, and children. Similarly, that Hashem should have mercy on the men, women, and children here. They should not be thrown out and conquered from their place in Chutzos. Bach Balak Bakar Vetzon V'yishlach Levilam V'lasarim Asher Ito. And Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, and he sent them to Bilam and to the princes that were with him. Rashi comments that the bakar and the tzon were a small amount. The sheep and cattle was a small amount. Vayhi baboker vayikach balach es Bilam vayalehu bamos bal vayarmi sham ktse ha'am. And it was in the morning that Balak took Bilam and he brought him onto the altars of the Baal, and he showed him from there part of the people. The Bamos Baal are, as translated, the high places of that whom he feared, meaning the name of his Avodah Zarah. Vayomer Bilam el Balak, Beneli Bazeh Shiva Mizbachos, Vachenli Bazeh Shiva Farim Veshiva Elim. And Bilam said to Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare for me 7 cows and 7 rams. Vayas Balak kasher diber Bilam, Vayal Balak uvilam par Vayal bamizbeach. And Balak did as Bilam said to him, and Balak and Bilam offered a cow and a ram on each mizbeach. Vayomer Bilam levalak, hisyatsev al alosecha, veelcha ulai ikore Hashem lekrasi, udevar ma yuraini, vihigadati lach, Vayelech Shefi. And Bilam said to Balak, stand by your sacrifice and I will go. Maybe Hashem will happen by to appear to me and the matter of what I will see and I will tell you. And he went off alone. Vayikar Elokim el Bilam. Vayomer elav es shivas hamizbachos arachti va'al par va'ayal bamizbeach. And Hashem happened by Bilam and Bilam said to him, these 7 mizbachos that I have made, and I have brought a cow and a ram on the mizbeach. Bilam had said to Balak, Hashem doesn't normally come to me during the day, but maybe he will happen by. And indeed, Hashem did happen by in a way of an uncommon way, in a way which is tuma, in a way which is not honorable. And the only reason Hashem did so is because of Bnei Yisrael. Bilam said, I made 7 mizbachos, parallel to the 7 mizbachos that their forefathers made. Avraham made 4, Yitzchak made 1, and Yaakov made 2. And Bilam said, I have done all, I've made 7 to try to outdo them. And Avraham only offered a ram, and I'm offering a cow and a ram. V'yasem Hashem devar b'fi Bilam, v'yomer shuv el Balak v'chot sidaber. And Hashem placed his word in the mouth of Bilam, and he said to him, return to Balak, and speak thusly, and say this. V'yashav elav v'hine nitzav alo laso hu v'chol sari moav. And Bilam returned to him, and behold, Balak was standing over his Ola, him and all of the princes of Moab. V'yisa Meshalo Vayomar Min Aram Yancheni Balak Melech Moab Meharre Kedem Lecha Ara Li Yaakov Lecha Zoama Yisrael. He lifted up his stand and he said, from Aram Balak spoke to me, king of Moab, from the mountains of the east, come curse Yaakov for me, and come strike anger against Israel. Rashi says, why is Bilam using both of these names? Because the intent was to curse Yisrael, and maybe to use one of the names that wasn't stronger. Maybe Yisrael wasn't stronger, maybe Yaakov wasn't stronger. Ma'ikov lo kavo kel, u'ma'ezom lo za'am Hashem. How can I curse? God did not curse. And how will I blaze anger? Shem Havaya Hashem, his anger did not blaze. Rashi says in a time when they could have been cursed, like Shimon and Levi, Yaakov Avinu did not curse them. He cursed their sin, but not the sinner. When Yaakov went in to take the Bechora, and again he was worthy of a curse, Yitzchak did not curse him. Later it will say that these will be the ones who stand by Har Eval for the Bracha, but does not say these will be the ones who are standing for the curse on Har Grizim. There is no curse, even when there could have been a curse, so why should I curse? Regarding the anger, Rashi says, quoting the Gemara, that Bilam's entire power was to know the moment when Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. And all of those days, he was not angry, in order that Bilam should have no power over them, in order that they should realize the righteousness of Hashem. Ki mirosh tsurim erenu, u'megivos ashurenu, hen am levadad yishkon, u'vagoyim lo yischashav. Because I see it from atop the mountains. From atop the hills I will glimpse it. They are a nation that dwells alone and are not counted amongst the nations. Rashi says, what does it mean from amongst the heights I see it? Amongst the hills I see it. I look at their beginning, the beginning of their roots, and I see that they are founded upon solid foundations, the Avos and the Imahos, these great Tsurim, these great rocks and these great hills, these great mountains, these great people. And Rashi continues, it is in their merit, therefore, that they are a nation that dwells alone. Rashi says, what does it mean that they are not considered in the total of nations? Either, number one, in the time of reckoning, all the other nations will be counted and not Israel. Or, also, that when the world is celebrating, it doesn't make its way to Israel. And when Israel is celebrating, the world is not. That they don't seem to be welcome among the family of nations. Mi mana afar Yaakov, umispar es rova Yisrael, tamos nafshi mos yesharim usihi achrisi kamohu. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of their offspring? Let my soul die the death of the righteous, and let my ends be like his. Rashi says, what is the dust of Yaakov, meaning the dust of the camps of Yaakov, the Arba Degolim? Or also, there's no number to the amount of mitzvahs that they do with dirt, whether it's not plowing with an ox and a donkey, not planting kilayim, the dirt of the paraduma, or the dust of the sota. It's all done with these particles. The righteous man who Bilam is speaking about is the righteous among Yisrael. That's what he's asking for. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, Me'a asisa li, akova oivai lakachticha, v'hine beirach tavarech. And Bilam said to him, what have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have surely blessed them. Vayan Vayomar halo es asher yasim Hashem befi oso eshmor ledaber. And Bilam responded to him and said, did I not tell you that whatever Hashem places in my mouth, that I must take care to say?